The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
Well, now we're going to talk to an MEP, Luke Ming Flanagan, MEP for Midlands North West. Luke, good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you, Pat. Not as nice as yesterday morning. Not a morning to wear shorts.
Not a morning to wear shorts. Now, people will wonder why I'm asking this question, but when you're talking to me now on the telephone, what exactly are you wearing?
Well, if the sun was shining like yesterday, I would be wearing a pair of Nike running shorts. But today I'm just wearing a pair of jeans, so and a pair of okay. and a t-shirt and runners.
You're modestly attired. Now, it caused a bit of a hoo-ha, I believe, yesterday when you were being zoomed in to the committee in Brussels. So your picture was on the big screen there and you're sitting on your bed wearing what looked like running shorts and a top, but your bare legs are there. And during the entire conversation, you tend to be rubbing your right hip for some reason.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a problem after running with my hip. So basically, it's a little bit sore. Some people would say that the solution is not to go running, but I run for my mental health. I find that I'm in better form for the rest of the day. And maybe if what happened yesterday and I hadn't gone for a run, I mightn't have been so, jovial about it, we can put it like that.
So. Okay. Basically, you're sitting on your bed and you're bare-legged, having gone for a run, and you're putting a question to the committee, quite a long question, to, it has to be said, some amusement in the committee.
Yeah, well, basically, to make it even worse, I put on my shirt about 5 minutes before I asked the question because I thought to myself, I might look a bit better with my shirt on. Some people might find that hard to believe that I'd ever think along those lines. But as anyone knows, a pair of shorts and a shirt don't go very well together if you can see the bottom half of your body. In the case where I put my iPad in landscape rather than portrait. But such are the dangers of working from home. But I have to say overall, working from home suits me an awful lot better. I get to see my children more often. I get to attend way more meetings. My carbon footprint is through the floor. My expenses are down to zero and my productivity is up. So if they could ever continue this in the future and let us vote and let us work remotely, I have to say I find it very effective, albeit with a few glitches, as you can see.
I remember years ago there was a newsreader called Angela Rippon who was reading news, and at one point she was wearing a slightly low-cut outfit and one of her earrings fell off and it popped down her cleavage. And the net result is that any of us watching, none of us heard a word of the news. We were all kind of totally mesmerised.
Are you trying to tell me, Pat, that you didn't hear my diatribe about convergence and how the people on the worst land in this country get the lowest payments and the most intensive,
that's my point.
Most
environmentally You've made my point.
Damaging farmers get the most money. You missed that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You see, that's the point I was trying to make, that this, summer attire, shall we say, was such a distraction that I'm wondering, did any in the committee hear a word you said? And therefore, is it more appropriate to dress in a more neutral way when interacting with the committee?
Well, it depends, but I have to say that's my sixth year on that committee. I have never, ever missed a committee meeting. I have never missed a vote. But they have heard me say this before, and it's a drum I have been banging since I went in there on the first day, to the point that the Agriculture Committee at the end of the last Parliament supported my amendment to the absolute horror of the Irish Farmers Association. But they have heard this before. And another upside definitely has to be, when is the last time you ever heard anyone talking about what happens on the Agriculture and Rural Development Committee in the European Parliament, even though there's about €1.6 billion spent in Ireland every year on it? So from that point of view, it's good to get it aired. And I'd be only delighted in the coming months, because this is a very important time for the review of the Common Agricultural Policy, to debate with the Irish Farmers Association on your programme as to why the money should come away from the ranchers and get into the pockets of the small farmers.
An absolute open invitation to you to do that, Luke. It'll be a pleasure to host that debate. By the way, Tony in Knocknacara says, Ming, the solution is to stretch your hip, not to sit down on a soft surface like a bed, because that'll make your hip much worse. So there you are, a little bit of medical advice
today. I'll take
that
advice. The best stretching you can get is foot and turf. That's my advice to him.
All right. Luke Ming Flanagan, MEP, thank you very much for joining us. News Up after this.